history info header and supported the target URI solution requirements. Okay, next chart. Alrighty, so I'm going to go over current status, where we are, summarize how we resolved all the issues in the -02 that we discussed at IETF 75, and then let's talk about moving forward with this as a working group. Alrighty? Oh, talk slower. Alrighty, I will try. Alrighty, so since IETF 75, we have just produced one update, the -03. And the big thing, one of the big things that was done this time is Sheeta went ahead and rolled all the use cases that were in the target URI delivery document into this version. So that was one of the concerns that was raised, in Stockholm, was that it was hard to really understand how the solution applied to the use cases because we had not updated the use cases to match the solution. Now the use cases are all back there in the appendix, and they show how the solution works with the use cases. So that should really help people understand what we've done here. Next chart, please. Okay, so again, roll the use cases and the content from target URI into 4244biz. We reduced the set of new tags. If people remember, our big discussion last time was talking about the AOR tag and this fluff tag. Okay, we have removed both the AOR tag and the fluff tag. And we just have the RC and the MP tags, the mapped and the registered contact, okay? And those are fairly clearly described in the document. And what we did, the big change really in terms of the normative stuff, is we added an index to the MP tag. And that index maps back to the entry, which is the lost URI, if you will. So, and I'll go into that in a little bit more detail. But so it explicitly identifies the retargeted entry, the mapped from, if you will. So you no longer have to make any assumptions about the position of the entry in terms of figuring out the URI that you lost that your service wants. All right? And then there's no need for tag this AOR tag. That was kind of what we were trying to do with the AOR tag, was to tag the one. So then you had to go search back for your AOR tag. No longer have to do that. You just find your entry marked with the MP tag, look at the index, and go back and find the entry with that index. And that contains the URI that you're going to want for your service. All right? Next chart. And then here I'm just going to kind of go over how this solution resolves the issues that we discussed. Again, the AOR tag, we removed the tag, and again, we added the index in there to help you find that lost entry very easily. Issue two was talking about whether or not we even needed the RC, the CC, all these different tags. And again, we removed the fluff tags, which were the CC and the RT tags, because they really weren't useful. We were saying comprehensively, this is how each of the entries was determined. Okay, issue three, the MP tag. What we did now is that, the MP tagged entry contains the mapped to address, okay, and then it includes the index to find your mapped front. So you've got your new URI that overwrote the one that you really need for your services. So the algorithm then is, again, you traverse the entries to find the MP tagged entry, and then you use that index that's there to find the URI that you want to use. And then in terms of the privacy, we are strictly using what's defined right now in 3323 for privacy. And as we summarized last time, rather than dropping entries for privacy, we anonymize the entries. So you no longer lose entries, if you will. Okay, next chart. Okay, so this is an example now of how the tagging works. So for example, the third entry down, the index for that entry is 1.2, and then you've got your MP tagged entry has an index of 1, which then points back to the bob@example.com, which is the entry that got overwritten by carol@example.com, right? So like a forwarding example, if you will. Then what happens, with Carol is then it gets a registered contact overwrites carol@example.com, and then it goes to voicemail, it gets mapped, and so then the index 1.2 points back to carol@example.com, which is what you want to use when you go to the voicemail server as the identifier. Alrighty? So it's really quite straightforward now, and really we're taking advantage of the index that was a core part of the history info header before, which really allowed you to have the complete structure, but it was pretty complex for people to go back and figure out which entry they really wanted to use for the service. Now it's quite straightforward. and I don't know how many people I'm almost afraid to ask had a chance to look at the document. We were a little bit late in getting it updated because we've had two authors that have changed affiliations, one author that's been really busy with that info stuff, and then me that's been busy with non-com. So that's why we're kind of a little bit late getting it updated. But so let's go to the next chart, way forward. Alrighty, so we're proposing to add this document as the deliverable for the target URI milestone. We do need to make another round of editorial changes. We didn't catch everything with the new normative changes. So that should be a real quick pass through. And then we think it should be ready for working group last call. So anybody have any comments or questions?
Colin Jennings, very much as an individual here. I realize your previous slide was directly addressing my question from the previous one, but that stuff didn't make it into the draft, did it?
Oh, yes, it did. It's in there, yeah.
But the algorithm before of what the voicemail server does and how the privacy works, that's in there? Because
I'm not sure.
I got to admit, I was late at night and I was on the plane flying, you know.
I'm not sure what you mean about the, you're talking about the issue 5, is that what you mean, or what?
Well, how does the voicemail server know which one of these things to pick out was always one of my questions about how this worked.
Well, go to the example there. It's a matter of, so when it gets to VM, when you're putting the entry vmexample.com into the history info header, right, he's going to go look and see, oh, well, the one before was just a registered contact. That's how we got here, right? I want to go find the one that was mapped originally, right? And that's the one that I want to tag as the one that we lost.
Okay, and is that algorithm described in the draft?
I apologize. There's
an example that shows a call flow with something sort of like this, but is the algorithm the voicemail server runs or any of the other applications?
We may need to add some more precise text in there to describe the algorithm.
Because I'd want to add that, and I'd want to think about how that works, because I've always... I've been confused for years whether it actually does work.
I think we'll go back and revisit that text and make sure. You know, it's one of those things you work on and you think, okay, this is good, but without realizing that you've missed some obvious thing.
And then the other thing was particularly around the privacy of anonymous calls. It was still not really clear to me how any of that was going to totally be protected. I mean, there's some statements like you remove stuff if it's anonymous unless you maybe know something about the downstream.
We're not doing the removing anymore part, right? What we're doing is if you've got the privacy values associated with a specific entry or with, you know, at the header level, then you're going to go ahead and take all those entries and anonymize those URIs, the history info header entries.
But if it said that it always did that, I think I'd understand, though I'd want us to think about how much privacy was revealed just by knowing how many routes and hops it went through.
Well, I mean, that was one of the, yeah.
But even with that, it seemed like in the draft there was a lot of wiggle room about when
we removed a lot of the wiggle room. That was part of the major, I don't know, so you read this version or an
earlier
version?
This version on the plane flight over, and I admit I was not at my best. Okay. I wish I'd done it sooner, but... I'll do it in more detail. I apologize
in advance.
That's
fine. We intended to remove a lot of that wiggle room because 4244 had lots of wiggle room, remember?
Right.
Lots and lots. So, yeah, we tried to really make it much more precise and a lot more normative statements. So there should be a lot more must in there now around some of this stuff.
Okay. Well, I need to obviously review it better. When I read
Colin has volunteered as an individual to be a reviewer for this document. And Dale Worley has also volunteered. So we've got two people. It'd be nice to have a third,
I'd be thrilled to review it.
Write down the names.
Yeah. And wait for the next version, because, again, I noticed just going back through after being away from it for a couple weeks that there's some stuff we do have to fix, some obvious stuff. So. But
if you end up drafting text on how these algorithms work, I mean, feel free to send them to me.
However
you want to do it, but I'd like to see.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that, definitely.
Okay. If we go to the last slide, Mary basically is asking the working group to take this. I mean, let me clarify that. Of course, every decision we make here is ratified on the list. I mean, this is especially important because, I mean, there's some people that they had opinions on whether or not we should be taking this group as a working, I mean, this item as a working group item that they are not here and they would probably have an opinion on the list. But anyway, we would like to take a consensus call here, a HAM, to see if people are actually, you know, okay with taking this draft as a working group item for SIP Core. So that's what I'm going to be asking. So
just to clarify, as a reminder, this does not mean that necessarily you agree with everything that's in the draft. This is just saying that we want to use this as the basis for going forward, which is basically, do we want to use the history info mechanism to satisfy our charter milestone for conveying URL parameters end-to-end?
So this would be killing the target URI draft.
Correct, because we've rolled most of that into here, if you go look at it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so...
we added Sheet as an author, right? So we've got half the authors, or all the authors except for Jonathan from the target URI are in this document now. So, yeah.
So all in favor of taking this as a working group item, please ham now. Opposed? Okay, so no taker, we have consensus to take this. We actually are done with our agenda items, and we are early, so which is okay. I mean.